伸手抓住了我们，因为你帮助了我们，以至于我们虽然在艰难中，我们仍然可以向你歌唱。我们可以说，主啊，我的心坚定，我要唱歌，因为我知道我的歌声必能够达到你的面前。主，愿你帮助我们每一位，不管我们的境况如何，你知道你是我们的救主，你是我们的恩主，你是爱我们的主，你爱我们每一个，你保护我们每一个，
是
认识我们每一个，我们每一个人都属于你。所以愿你引领我们每一位，带领我们平平安安的走在这一条道路上。
天父，我们感谢你，我们可以来敬拜你，我们再次献上感恩。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for once again we can come before you to worship you. So for that, we offer our thanks.
主，你在古时啊，借着众先知啊，向我们的列祖啊，多次多方的来向他们说话。
In ancient times, through the prophets, you spoke to our forefathers.
虽然律法啊颁布给他们。
And even though you have given them the laws,
但是人啊的肉体，人的旧人，主啊，我们仍然不能服你的律法，因此他们都犯了罪。
Because we're still man and we still have our old flesh, and so they cannot obey your laws, and so they have sinned.
主，但如今你在耶稣基督里面向我们说话。
But today you speak to us through our Lord Jesus Christ.
主，你的律法不在外面，乃是借着圣灵住在我们里面。
And your laws no longer are on the outside, but rather through the Holy Spirit live inside of us.
并且你说，从小的到至大的，必要都认识你。
And you have said that from the youngest to the oldest, we shall all know you.
因为主耶稣就是我们的生命。
For our Lord Jesus is our life.
愿主你在我们每一个人的生命当中啊，做主掌权。
May you be the Lord and reign over all of our lives.
主，求你帮助我们不再做迷糊的百姓。
And please help us so that we no longer be people who are lost.
这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹好
，Peace be with you, brothers and sisters。
啊，我今天要讲的，就是因为我们今年教会的这个啊主题呢，就是有关这个意向跟使命。
And so, because the theme of our church for this year is in regards to vision, and then also the great calling。
所以，洞平弟兄会讲一些先知，然后还有圣经的这些人物啊，他们啊所把神带给百姓的意向呢。来传达给我们。
And so Brother Pan will be sharing various prophets and people in the Bible and share about their visions and what message God wants to convey to the people.
我看见弟兄姐妹呢，我们在查经就知道，很多弟兄姐妹对历史都不太了解，对以色列的历史呢。搞不清楚。
So through our Bible study, I get to know that it seems like a lot of brothers and sisters are not very familiar with the history of the Israelites.
我本来讲的就是讲到列王就是在以色列的先知做工的时候，他们当时的历史背景是什么？那些王呢，他们是怎么样子的啊？就是在当时怎么样子带领百姓，但是却是背离了神。
And so I want to share about how during the time of the kings and how they did not listen to God and let people astray and how God used the prophets.To share God's message with them.
但我觉得那个有点太远了，所以我先不讲那个，我先把一些科普给大家知道一些以色列的历史，让我们对这个以色列怎么来的这个历史背景呢，我们先有一点了解，这样的话我们对圣经会比较有点全盘的认识，而不是只看到一点点，好像这个先知讲这个话到底百姓怎么反应等等之类，我们就先从以色列的这些历史呢稍微来看一点。
But that's a little bit too far out, further out into history, so I want to give you a brief kind of overview of the history of the Israelites, kind of let you know some background on how the people came to be.
以色列的历史其实很简单的。
So the history of the Israelites is actually pretty simple.
我们都读过中国的历史，对不对？
So we have all read Chinese history.
如果你可以把中国历史都读好的，而且可以经过高考那些 那么对以色列历史应该是很简单的。
So if you made it through Chinese history and you're able to score high, pass your exams, then you should, the history of the Israelites should be pretty simple to you.
啊，中国历史有这个皇帝，然后夏商周，然后汉唐，一大堆的朝代，我们根本都搞不清楚。
So the, you know, Chinese history starting from the Emperor Huang and all the way down for thousands of years, it's very complicated. And there's a lot of periods and dynasties and throughout.
以色列就是南国北国，大概只有最多这个三百年吧。那这个三百多年的历史里面呢，就是总共加起来南朝北朝各十九个王。
And so, but the history of the Israelites is much more simpler. So you just got north and southern kingdoms, and then each kingdom had nine kings, and that's it. They have add together, you got about 300 years of history.
那圣经里面有先知，有写书的，有记载下来的神的话的，大概就十几个先知而已。
And then in terms of prophets, the ones who actually wrote down what God said, you only got about a dozen or so.
所以在三百年里面的这个历史呢？其实是很简单的，我们应该弟兄姐妹应该对这些历史啊应该很清楚才对。
And so it's actually pretty straightforward for in terms of the history of the Israelites in this last 300 years. So we should know their history pretty well.
好，所以我就想说，先把这个历史稍微跟大家科普一下，讲一下。
So that's why I want to do a brief history overview with you.
好，就是我们都知道，从摩西到撒母耳这个时期。
So let's talk about the time from Moses to Samuel.
那摩西是这个带百姓出埃及的。
So as we know, Moses was the one who brought the people out of Egypt.
好，所以从摩西开始把以色列带离开埃及，进入到应许之地，那才成了一个国家，才叫有今天的所谓的以色列国，是这个时候才开始的。
So it was Moses who led the people out of Egypt and into the Promised Land.And then the nation of Israel was established, and that became what we know as today as Israel.
好，所以我们都知道啊，摩西是第一个把百姓啊带出来，但是他没有进去，是约书亚带他们进入到迦南地的。
So as we all know that Moses was the one who led the people out of Egypt and into the Promised Land, but yet he himself didn't go into step into the land. It was Joshua who was the one who led the people into the actual Promised Land.
我们都知道他们在旷野四十年的时间，摩西啊跟百姓在旷野四十年的时间。
And as we all know, Moses and the people wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years.
然后呢？约书亚带他们进去迦南地呢，在经过了大概三四百年，然后才有个王出来。
And then after Joshua led the people into the Promised Land, it wasn't until 300 or 400 years later then the first king was chosen.
所以从摩西一直到以色列还没有王的时候呢，这段时间叫做神是以色列的王，他们不是没有王，神是以色列的王。
So from the time of Moses until right before they chose their own king, it was God was the king of Israel.
好，所以这段时间呢，就你会看到以色列的这个国家跟一般国家是不一样的，他们是神作王。
And during this time, you see that the nation of Israel is different from other nations because God is the king during that time.
那我们看，如果看中国的历史，或者是啊任何国家的历史，都是有一个王或者有一个皇帝啊在管理。然后这个王皇帝呢，他一个不高兴，那个人可能就那底下人可能就掉头了。
And but in terms of other nations, such as in China, you will see that you know you all have this either emperor or king ruling over the people. And you know if the emperor is not happy, somebody head will roll.
我们常以为说中国的历史里面呢，这个打仗很多，这个宫廷斗来斗去很多。其实中国还不是最多的。
And so we often thought that throughout China, Chinese history, we had the most battles and also palace intrigues and fighting, infighting and such. We always thought that Chinese history had most of these kinds of things.
如果我们把世界地图打开，然后把每一个战争就标一个点，这样一个点一个点这样标，你会看到最多的地方在哪里呢？你们猜猜看。
But however, if you open a map and then put a pin on every time a particular battle took place throughout history, where would you think the most, where in the map will have the most concentration of the of these pins?
欧洲是最多的。
So actually, in Europe.
欧洲的国家打来打去，这个是战争最多的地方，整个都是几乎都是一片红。在欧洲是打仗最多的。
So actually, Europe had most battles throughout history. So like, there's so many that would actually paint the map red.
最密集的啊，最密集的是欧洲打仗是最多的。
So that's Europe has the most the highest concentration of battles.
好，那因为以色列他们的王呢，并不是一个皇帝或一个王，他们的王是谁呢？是神。
But for the nation of Israel, because their king was not a particular person, not an emperor or a king, but rather God.
所以他们的制度是不一样的。我们看圣经里面的这个讲的以色列他们的这个神在他们之间设立管理他们，跟外邦是不一样的方法的。
And so they have a different system of governing because God was the one who was governing the people.
我们都知道，在以色列呢，在历史上呢，有哪几个人需要用膏油膏他们的？膏油。
And so as we know throughout the Israel history, which people were required to be anointed by oil?
一个是祭司，对不对？
One is was the priest.
一个是先知。
Second
was the prophet. 你看，先知就是膏这以利亚，就是膏以利沙，先知。还有什么呢？还有王，君王要被膏的，像所罗门在立王的时候呢，他就要被膏。所以这三个是三种的人物是需要被膏的。
And then kings. And so when they take up their position, they were anointed. So these three types of people required to be anointed throughout history.
什么意思是被膏是什么意思呢？
And what does being anointed mean?
膏油就是用一种特别香料做的油，然后呢，从这个人身上呢，从头一直这样倒下来，啊，这个叫被膏，就是这样。那它到底代表什么意思呢？
So,In the Israel tradition, to be anointed, you take this very fragrant oil and you pour on top of the person's head, and those oil will flow from their head all the way down to their feet. So, what does that signify?
他被膏意思就是说神拣选的意思，是神拣选，不是人来选的，是神来拣选人。
Being anointed means that they were chosen by God and not people.
你看大卫，当神要膏大卫的时候，撒母耳去他的家。去他的家乡就是伯利恒，然后
，and so when David was to become king, Samuel went to David's hometown, which is Bethlehem.
然后撒母耳就说：“哎，我要膏的那一位呢，是神要跟我讲的，我才膏。”然后呢，他的爸爸就叫他的儿子通通来了。
And so Samuel told the family, he said, "I shall anoint the one that God told me to anoint." And so the father of David brought everyone, all his sons, before the prophet.
所以大卫的爸爸耶西呢，就是说啊，撒母耳要来请他们来这个啊吃宴席，然后中间呢，撒母耳要膏，但是呢，他说如果没有找到那个被膏的人呢，我们就不坐席，所以叫他爸爸把他儿子叫来，一个一个叫来。
And so, so Samuel told the Jesse told Samuel that I was bring all my sons here, and then we shall sit down if God anoint one of them.
然后撒母耳说没有啊，这里没有一个是神要膏的。那他爸爸说，这个就是我的儿子里面最有可能像王的啊，这长得又好，然后又是这个强壮。大卫那个小孩子是牧羊人，大概不算吧，就没有叫大卫来。
But then at the time, all the sons gathered before Samuel, none of them were picked. So Jesse thought that one of them surely had an image looked like a king, but Samuel didn't. And so at the time, Jesse might have thought that David probably doesn't look like someone who could become king.
所以我们都知道，不管祭司、先知、君王，他们都是神拣选的，不是人看为说这个人合适这个啊职分，是神拣选的。
So as we know that either priests, prophets, or kings, they were all chosen by God and not by people.
好，那我们就先讲到以色列的这个啊管理层呢，不是一个君王，是有三个不同的职分。那祭司呢，是后来呢就变成亚伦的后代才可以成为祭司。
And as we mentioned before, during this time, the way that the nation was governed is by these three different type of people. So. The priests, the prophets, and then the kings. And so priests later on become the descendants of Aaron.
Yeah. 然后利未人呢才可以来服侍神啊，就是在那个时候只有利未人，这神拣选的。那这个历史典故你们就去看，只有利未人才可以在 会幕或者圣殿神的面前服侍，不是立位人是不可以的。
And then the Levites later on become the chosen people to serve God. So they're the only one who had to be able to serve inside the tabernacle.
那我们都知道祭司的职分，什么是祭司的职分呢？
And so what was the responsibility of the priests?
祭司就是把人带到神的面前来。
So their responsibility was to bring people before God.
那因为人跟神有隔阂，因为人犯了罪了，所以人就不能到神面前来，只有经过祭司献祭了，就是献了一只羊羔，然后呢为我赎罪了，那神看这个人就是没有罪人，所以这个人才跟神和好了。
And so their responsibility was to bring man to God, and because by our own nature we have sinned, and so there's this gap, this gulf between us and God. And so the priests would burn these sin offerings, and then so when God received these offerings, then he will overlook the forgive the man's sin, and then at that point the man can come before God.
那当然我们在新约就知道，就是预表耶稣基督是我们的赎罪的羔羊，所以我们神的羔羊。那在那个时代呢，他们一样的，就是透过祭司来带领百姓到神面前，透过献祭，没有经过献祭，人是不可以到神面前来的。
And so as we all know, that's actually a foreshadow of our Lord Jesus, who is the Lamb that was sacrificed for our sins. But back in the Israelite times, it's the same. They have to offer some sort of sin offering sacrifice in order to be able to come before God.
那祭司还有一个什么呢？是侍立在神面前，每天早晚要烧香，要这个在神的面前，在就所谓的这个圣所里面要来服侍，把那个灯呢要让它亮，然后陈设饼等等之类的，就祭司来做的。祭司是什么？除了百姓带到神面前以外呢，还要在神面前侍候服侍神。
And then they also need to, the priests also need to wait before God. So that includes like lighting of the burning of the incense, lighting of the candle in the holy place. So that not only do they need to bring people to God, but then they also need to serve God.
祭司需要早晚要烧香的。
And they need to burn the incense day and night.
所以我们也是在新约的祭司呢，我们最重要怎么呢？要侍立在神面前来祷告，来在神面前呢，来听候神来呼召我们，要我们做什么？所以这个是祭司很重要的职分外面你看不到的，是在内室里面，所谓的圣所里面的。
And so for us as the priests in the New Testament times, we also need to pray and listen to God, what God has to say for us. So the responsibility of priests are very important, but then they're also kind of hidden because they occur inside the holy place, so people can't see from the outside.
那我们今天呢，也是把神把劝人和好与神和好的职分赐给我们，在新约就说到了神把这样的与人待人跟神劝人跟神和好的职分赐给我们，所以我们在新约呢，我们今天就是让人来跟神和好，就是这个祭司的工作是做这个。
And also for us as priests in New Testament time, as the Bible commanded us that we are to help people to reconcile with God, bring people before God as well.
我常想说亚伦会被选为祭司，而且后代都祭司，这有一点好像我觉得有点不太能够明白。有时候我想说亚伦这个人不是做一个金牛犊吗？让百姓献到金牛市，为什么神还拣选他当大祭司，而且祭司的后裔是从他家出来？
So and in terms of Aaron, sometimes I don't quite understand why GodPicked Aaron, because wasn't he the one who actually forged that golden calf and had people worship that? So for him to become a priest, and also his descendants also become are to destined to be priests as well. So I didn't quite understand what God why he did that.
我们看这个亚伦的一生好像没有什么大事，但是呢，看到他做了什么，他是一个没有担当的人，好像一个很软弱的人，百姓叫他做什么他就做了，所以呢，看起来。亚伦这个人怎么会被神拣选来当大祭司呢？
So from looking at the Aaron's life story, it seems like he doesn't have a lot of responsibility. He doesn't have too much ambition. He's almost like a pushover. Like whatever the people asked him to do, he did.
亚伦大概 会说话可能是真的，因为摩西不会说话嘛。神说：“那我找你的哥哥来代替你说话。”所以亚伦大概嘴巴不错，会说话的样子。
But it seems maybe Aaron was very eloquent with his words because it was recorded that Moses said that he can't he's not good with words, and so let's have his brother speak. And so probably Aaron was very eloquent in his speech.
那我们今天没有时间，就有空我们再讲亚伦这个人为什么会被神拣选是有道理的。神的恩典是有道理，神把一个人从这样一个人呢、啊、带到可以为神工作，这是一个了不起的啊！我们今天不讲这个，但是亚伦有个哥哥呢，他是一生最大福气。
And so, but so we won't go.
他弟弟讲错了，他是摩西的哥哥。他对。
So we won't go into history of how Aaron came to be. It's actually quite amazing. It makes sense later on, but we won't. To save time, we won't go into that. But he's the brother, elder brother of Moses.
因为你知道祭司大祭司的职分有多荣耀，你就知道亚伦的福气有多大。他因为一个弟弟，神他跟神说我不会说话，然后就推荐他哥哥。哥哥就当上了这个大祭司，这个在神面前服侍，所以亚伦是真是很大的福气。我常想亚伦这个人是很大福气的。
So oftentimes I think Aaron was so blessed to have a younger brother as Moses because the position of a high priest is such a highly held position and regarded position. And Moses, just because he said, "Oh," he told God, "Oh, I can't. I'm not good with words." And he recommended his older brother Aaron, and Aaron got the job.And so I think Aaron was truly blessed.
他是仅次于摩西的，在圣经里面的最尊荣的那个地位，大祭司。
And in terms of his what a glorious position he held, he's only slightly below Moses.
然后你看到摩西、亚伦这个两个人的名字出现在圣经呢，超过四十次。摩西、亚伦，摩西、亚伦，神就跟他们说话，或者他们为百姓代求，都看到摩西、亚伦，摩西、亚伦。
So the term, the phrase Moses and Aaron appear 40 times in the Bible.
那亚伦大概你在圣经里面记载大概有四个重大事件跟他有关系的，你就去看看，一个一个去看看，就把亚伦的一生呢，他有哪些事情是重要发生在他身上，你慢慢看。那你看他的这个亚伦的表现，你会看见他的生命是改变的。
And so there are four major events recorded in the Bible in regards to Aaron. And so if you read through them, you'll see how his life changed.
好，那我们另外来看摩西。摩西呢是相当于是在这个神带他们出来的时候呢，摩西等于是领袖，相当于是领袖。
And so when God led the people out of Egypt, so Moses was kind of like their leader.
所以呢，摩西呢，神就亲自对他说话，神跟他面对面啊，他带到山上呢，几乎是跟神面对面，在山上四十昼夜呢，神把律法颁布给他。
And that's why God was speak to Moses, face to face, and then so he would often lead him into the mountains. So for example, he led Moses into the mountains for 40 days and 40 nights, and gave him the Ten Commandments.
那甚至从山上下来的时候呢，他的脸发光，百姓。不能够看他，他就把帕子啊，这个放在这个他的脸上。他因为在会幕里面常常亲近神的关系呢，所以脸上发光呢。
And because he was so close to God for so long that when Moses came down from the mountain, his face just radiates with brightness to a point that where the people couldn't face him, and so he had to put a veil before his face.
所以摩西呢具有先知的身份，因为神把要向百姓说的话呢。透过摩西来说，所以先知是把神的话传讲给百姓听。
And so Moses held the position as a prophet because he passed God's words on to the people.
所以在摩西当这个先知的职分里面呢，他就是将神的心意啊，神要造会幕什么样的样式啊，向百姓说，神要让百姓来守律法，那么就把律法向百姓来传讲。所以摩西是介于神跟百姓中间，他是先知的职分，把神的话呢向百姓来传讲。
So he being holding the position as a prophet, his responsibility was to pass the message, the words from God to the people. For example, when God wanted the people to build a tabernacle, Moses would tell the people what size and all the different dimensions. And when God wanted the people to obey the laws, then Moses passed on the laws to the people to obey.
然后当法老要追他们的时候呢，法老的军队追的时候呢，是摩西带领百姓 然后呢，就是安全的离开了，啊，他们呢就过红海。所以摩西是带领百姓啊，在前面，所以他是具有所谓的领袖的身份，相当于是王的身份一样。
And then when the Pharaoh, leading his armies, trying to chase the people of Israelites and get them recapture them, and prevent them from leaving Egypt, Moses was in the very front, leading the people out of Egypt. So he was also the leader of the people.
那摩西呢，也是审判百姓，他就是说像法官一样的，当百姓之间有争执，百姓之间有问题的时候呢，带到摩西面前，摩西等于是法官一样的审判哪一个是对错，所以是居于地方的这个审判官一样。
And so for that, Moses was also kind of like a king. And then also, Moses was like a judge because during that time, when people have arguments, a disagreement, and such, they would bring their case before Moses to have him judge and determine. So he was kind of like a local judge in that sense.
好，所以你看，从那个摩西，然后约书亚也是类似的啊，然后在士师，他们都是具有带领百姓征战。并且神向他们说的话呢，就透过他们来讲话，然后向百姓来传讲。
And then you can see this in Joshua as well, and Judges, in that they not only pass on the message from God, but then also they're leading the people.
但是呢，他们都不是真正的王。像那个基甸呢，当他百姓说呢，要基甸呢治理他们，要基甸的家呢来治理他们，基甸说不，我不是。耶和华治理你们的，所以耶和华是王来治理你们。
But yet none of them were actual kings. For example, Gideon, when the people demand that Gideon to rule over them, to judge over them, and also his family to rule over them, Gideon said, "No, I'm not the king. God is the king."
所以呢，你看神是以色列的王，在这段时间呢，什么最显明呢？你们想想看，在这段时间呢，从摩西一直到撒母耳这段时间，神是以色列的王。你们想想看，有哪些事你觉得神是以色列的王
？So during this time from Moses until the time of Samuel, where when God was the king of Israel, which what things do you think is was the most important？
有几个事情我们想想看。第一个，神在他们当中呢居住，神借过会幕。住在他们当中，记不记得？
Well, the first thing,
神的会幕在他们当中，就代表神与他们同住的意思。
Well, the first thing was that God lives among them. God tabernacles among the people. So that's why that it means that He dwells among the people. That's the first thing.
然后呢，神白天用什么？云柱，晚上用火柱带领他们，寻找可以扎营的地方。也就神是带领他们的，所以以色列的王神呢带领他们。不但他们在中间居住但是而且也在他们的前行的时候呢，在他们前头带领他们。
So God was the king of the Israel, so not only was he dwelling among them, but also by day he led them with pillar of clouds, and by night he led them with pillars of fire. So he was constantly in front of the people, leading them.
还有什么呢？他们在旷野的时候，每次他们抱怨怎么样，马上神就惩罚，有没有？
And also, every time when they were grumbling and complaining in the wilderness, immediately God punished them.
所以在以色列这段时间呢，神作王是明显的，非常明显的。我们今天呢，我们向神抱怨，好像没有发生任何事情。
So during that time, it was very obvious that God was the king for the people. But nowadays, it seems like when we complain, nothing seems to happen.
当他们说这个食物很难吃，当他们说这个路很难走，马上怎么样？神就惩罚就来了，管教就来了。
But back then, when the Israelites were complaining the food didn't taste good or the road condition were very harsh, it's not easy to walk on, God's judgment came swiftly.
就像父亲在管教孩子，所以神在以色列这段时间呢，神掌王掌权，神作王，这是明显的，非常明显的，神作王很明显。
So God punished the people very swiftly, so as if like a father punishing his children. So it was very obvious during that time that God was the king of Israel.
所以摩西跟亚伦呢，常常要为百姓来什么，来祈求祷告，就是他们就面伏在地，跪在神的面前为百姓祈求。所以你知道，这时候摩西不是作王的，摩西。只是把神的意识就是向百姓传讲。真正作王掌权是谁？以色列的王是神。
And so during that time, you often see that how Aaron, both Aaron and Moses, had to pray and bow down in front of God for the people and basically pray on their behalf for things that they have the people have done. And so from this, you can see that during this time, God is the king of Israel.
他们在旷野里面本来应该两年，神要训练他们成为一个军队，因为从埃及出来，他们像一个乌合之众一样的。然后神在旷野训练，本来是两年就要进迦南的。
And so God's original plan for people was to just travel for 2 years, and God, during that, God's plan was to train the people into a disciplined army. So that was the original plan.
结果他们浪费了38年，就是在旷野待了40年的时间。
But yet they basically wasted about 38 years.
就好像那个主耶稣医治那个38年的瘫子，38岁，你记不记得？就是瘫子38年的那个。
So it's almost as if it's almost like the story of how our Lord Jesus healed the lame person who's been on the ground for 30 who's been disabled for 38 years.
Couldn't walk. Yeah. 好，所以呢，我是38岁信主的。
And so
我是38岁信主。
I became a believer when I was 38.
所以这38我都很清楚，因为我是38岁才信耶稣，才到美国来，过了几年，然后38岁我才信耶稣的。
So a few years before that, I came to the U.S. and then after a few years, I get to know the Lord during that time. And then it was when I was 38 years old and I accepted the Lord.
所以以色列在旷野的时间里面呢，神是对付他们什么呢？对付他们的肉体。没有任何征战，在旷野几乎没有打战的，就是什么样呢？就是以色列百姓向神抱怨。
So during all those times in the wilderness, that God was have been dealing with people's flesh, because like there weren't that many battles actually in the wilderness. It was all just dealing with people's grumblings.
他们就只有一次亚玛力人来攻打他们，就是那么一次啊，亚玛力攻打整个旷野40年的时间呢，他们。没有跟什么打战的，他们打战是什么？跟自己的肉体在打战。
So during all those 40 years, the only time when they were actually doing real battle was against the Amalekites. That was the only time. For the rest of the time, they've been doing battling themselves, battling their own flesh.
所以他们没有水喝就抱怨，食物不好吃，那个玛纳啊，这个是每天吃那个玛纳吃腻了就抱怨，路难走也抱怨，然后说摩西专权。为什么神只有向你说话，不向我们说话呢？
So when they don't have water, they to drink, they complain. They also complain about how the manna doesn't taste good. Can we have something else? And the road's hard to travel on. And also they complain how come Moses was the one that only one that God speaks to. So they grumble a lot.
其实我们很容易抱怨，妻子每天做的菜差不多就很抱怨，是菜都一样，每天都一样，好难吃啊。
So it's easy to complain and grumble. For example, like your wife may be making the same dish every day, you complain, say, what this again? Yeah.
所以我们这个人抱怨是我们的天性，我们的肉体的本性就是抱怨，这是我们的天性。所以神在旷野里面呢，就对付他们的这个肉体。
So it's a human nature to want to complain and grumble because that's what God wants to deal with the people of Israel during that time in the wilderness.
然后后来约书亚呢就带领他们进入到迦南地，那摩西没有进去，就约书亚进去。
And then afterwards, later, Joshua finally eventually led the people into the promised land. So Moses didn't put a step foot into the promised land.
神向约书亚说，你要刚强壮胆，然后呢，你脚掌所踩的地，通通赐给你，我必不撇弃你，我要与摩西怎么样同在，也要与你同在。
And so God told Joshua, be bold and steel yourself, so for wherever your foot steps on, I will be with you in the same way as I am with I have been with Moses.
所以约书亚带领百姓在这个迦南地就征战了，一进迦南地就开始征战了。这跟旷野不一样，旷野是没有征战的，旷野没有人在打他们的，旷野的地方是他们的肉体的，但到迦南地以后呢，不一样了，敌人出现了。
And so Joshua started to lead the people, and as soon as they stepped foot into the land of Canaan, they had to battle the people there. So this was completely different from the 40 years when the Israelites were traveling in the wilderness, where they didn't have any battle.
所以在迦南地里面呢，不是主要对付肉体，迦南地是另外一个 征战方式。
And so once they enter into the land of Canaan, they no longer battle their own flesh, but rather they do some other type of battle.
我们都知道迦南是什么？美地是牛奶与蜜之地，是不是？迦南是假设应该像天堂一样，这不是很好吗？进去我们应该神把这个地赐给我们。这个土产丰富，牛奶与蜜，我们应该就享受了。
So as we know that the land of Canaan is supposed to be a land of milk and honey, it should be very abundant. So it should be like heaven. So shouldn't we enjoy what we have all this abundance once we enter the land?
所以我们基督徒有人看说，哎呀，奇怪了，我们到迦南美地，怎么还有征战呢？这是一个好像突然间一个很惊讶的，哎，迦南美地呢？开始征战，打仗开始才真正开始。
And so, also as Christians, we may also be very surprised to hear that isn't the land of Canaan such a wonderful place? So why are these battles taking place?
迦南美地呢是预表基督，在基督里面就叫在基督里，就是在迦南地的意思。在旧约里面呢，以色列进入迦南地，就是今天的基督徒在基督里。
And so the land of Canaan actually represents foreshadows in Jesus. And so today, we as Christians, we are in the land of Canaan because we are in Christ.
所以当我们受洗，我们与主同埋葬、同复活，我们就在基督里面了，我们就相当于在迦南地一样。
And so when we're baptized, when we are resurrected, then we are in Christ, just like in the people.The Israelite people in the land of Canaan.
我们就有开始一个征战，这个征战叫属灵的征战。
And so we too also start our battle. It's called a spiritual battle.
所以他们进去呢，就打三个战争。所以他们一进去呢，就三个战争在他们前面，三个城呢，就等着他们要去攻击、攻打。
So as soon as they entered the land, they started to do battle, and then they needed to take over three different cities.
一个是耶利哥。
One is
Jericho.
Oh, sorry. One is Jericho.
一个是爱城。
The other is AI.
Yeah. 爱城。另外一个是基变。
The other one is Gideon.
Yeah. Yeah. 所以这三个城呢，就是代表这个以色列人要做属灵的征战的意思。
So these three cities represent the Israelites needing to do spiritual battle.
那耶利哥代表这个世界，耶利哥是代表这个世界的世界城墙非常的坚固。但是呢，靠着神的大能大力呢，攻破世界的营垒。
So the city of Jericho represents the world because just Jericho was very, its walls were very thick and strong, and so but they conquered it by the help of with God.
以色列并没有拿枪，也没有拿什么样子的刀剑，也没有拿什么火炮。他们就是围着城，祭司约柜就围着城呢七天。
And so the Israelites took over the city not with spears or swords or even cannons, but rather it was the priests who were holding the ark and they
the just, trumpet, yeah.
Yep, and the trumpet, and they just circle around the city, and that's how the city fell.
前面的六天每天绕一圈，最后第七天呢，绕了七圈，第七圈绕完以后呢，就祭司吹的号，百姓呼喊，城就垮了。
And so for the first 6 days of the siege, they simply surround the city. They went around the city walls once, and then on the seventh day, they went around the city seven times, and then the priest would sound the trumpets, and then the people shouted, and the walls came down.
所以这是属灵的征战，就是靠着神的大能大力才可以攻破世界的营垒，不是靠我们的能力，我们的能力是不行的。我们要去跟世界征战，我们就变成炮灰了。
So this was the spiritual battle. So what it represented was that only by relying on God and not ourselves, our own strength, that you can overcome the world.
然后爱城呢，下一个站就是爱城。爱城呢，他们就是代表是有一个叫做那个亚干呢，他是把不该拿的东西呢，该灭的东西呢，一个衣服跟金子呢。就藏在帐篷底下，是他的肉体的欲望跑出来了。
And for the city of Ai, the battle there,
Jewish 的Israel 的一个 people.
An Israelite hit something that he shouldn't have. He took a piece of gold.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he hit himself, so he shouldn't have done that. So that particular battle represent the battle against desires.
就是从耶利哥打战的时候呢，把当灭的物呢没有灭掉，神说要灭的物他没有灭掉，他自己就看着好的就收起来放在帐篷底下，那就是。
During the battle of Jericho, God commanded people to destroy all the things that there are certain things that need to be destroyed in the city, but that particular Israelite, he did not, and he hid it inside his own tent. So that represents giving into his fleshly desires.
所以在如果在世界打仗的话，这是什么了不起呢？但是在属灵的征战呢，一点点的罪呢，神都不允许的。啊，这个啊，这个以色列的百姓呢，他把不该拿的东西呢，不洁净的东西呢，他拿了，所以呢，就让整个以色列的全啊会众呢陷入到罪里面去。这是一个很奇妙的，一个人的罪让整个以色列陷入到罪里面去，就是他打败了，他们就打败了。
So if it was just in this world, you're doing your battle and you're taking a little spoil of war, what's a big deal, right? But however, when you're doing spiritual battle, it was significant. Because you're withholding something that was God deemed has been unclean. And what was amazing was that it was one man who did this, but yet the entire group of Israelites were now considered as unclean and that they have sinned. So just one person's action caused the whole group to be in this situation.
好，所以后来亚干呢就被审判了，亚干就被处死了，然后呢他们就去再次打战。就打败了，把埃城就啊攻破了。
And that Israelite was then judged and then he was executed. And only then after that, then when they do battle with the city of Ai, they conquered it.
所以这告诉我们说，我们啊在属灵征战里面，我们也可能会失败的。但只要我们在神面前这个罪被对付了，神可以让我们再得胜的。也就是说，我们不要一失败就放弃了。哎呀，不行。你要记得，神是让我们得胜的，不是要失败的。所以，虽然亚干犯了罪了，但是呢，当以色列对付这个罪，把他处死以后呢，他们征战就得胜了。
And so what this tells us that is that, well, during our spiritual battle, sometimes we may have fallen, but fell down, but do not give up. If we can repent before God, then God will allow us to have victory.
所以虽然以色列的百姓在旷野有四十年，肉体对付了，但是肉体是永远不会，永远是蠢蠢欲动的，也就任何时间呢都可能在发动的。虽然我们有经历了对肉体的得胜有经历了对付，但是呢，其实不要忘记了，我们在一生当中，就算你是非常资深的老练的基督徒了，你还可能会犯罪，所以我们要记得。
And so the lesson for us to learn is that even though in those 40 years in the wilderness, it seems like we dealt with the flesh, but it never dies. It's still with us. So never take light of this. Always remember our flesh is still there and constantly trying to, so we need to constantly do battle with our flesh.
So if we see an old Christian, even a pastor, he may fall, we feel surprised. Actually, don't be surprised. The Bible tells us.任何属灵的人物，他只要一离开了神了，他只要离开了基督了，他就可能会犯罪，也就是我们任何时间都可能会的。
And so that's why sometimes you may see an older brother in Christ or somebody who's very spiritual, and then you see that they may have fell down. Don't be surprised, because this is a constant battle that we always deal with.
但神的恩典够用了，只要任何时间我们对付这个罪了。神的恩典照样在临到啊，所以就不用担心，所以我们也不用去审判别人，因为这是神啊对这个人啊会有恩典或者会对他审判，这是神的事情。
But God's grace is enough for all of us to use. So even though if we have fallen, but by relying upon His grace, we can continue on, and God will continue to use people.Once they have come back to them.
所以我们说耶利哥城、爱城，然后再来是基遍城，第三个城就基遍城。基遍城代表魔鬼的诡计，他们跟他们欺骗说啊，我们是很远的地方来的人，所以我们可以跟你立约。
And after those two cities, then there come the city of Gideon. So that represents the trickery of the devil.
因为神跟百姓说，你们进迦南地以后呢，在迦南地的居民进处的呢，统统要杀光。 但是呢，所有城都要攻。但是呢，远处的啊，远处的你们可以跟他们立约和好，只要他们愿意成为你们的怎么样，成为愿意你们的来这个服苦的劳工，然后愿意啊跟你们和好的，你们可以跟他们立约的。
And so, because when the people enter into the land of Canaan, God commanded them to, they shall kill all the people within the land and also destroy all the cities that they see. Except like if the people are from far away and then they're willing to make covenant with you, make a peace covenant with you and then willing to serve you, then it's okay to leave them.
好，总之呢，啊，约书亚在迦南地进入迦南呢，大概有七年的时间是征战的。七年时间征战，就包括有31个王击杀，南方北方将击杀，有31个王，啊，大概征战了七年，最后呢，啊，迦南地就太平了，和平了。
And so, ever since they enter into land Canaan, Gideon led the people, constantly battling for 7 years, and they took, they conquered, they defeated 31 kings, and then after that, then there were, a relative peace throughout the land.
啊、我们都记得进迦南地的目的是什么呢？进迦南地的目的是什么呢？你们想想看，是要分得什么产业？分得地业，就神要他们进入到基督里面，是要得到基督里面丰富的什么样产业的？所以这是目的。但是得到这个产业，不是你坐着花轿进去的，是征战进去的。
And so remember, what is the purpose of entering into the land of Canaan? It's to receive your inheritance. But the way you receive it is not you simply sitting there and it's handed to you on a silver platter, but you need to fight for every inch of the land.
其实我们今天在地上传福音容易不容易？很难的，就是一个征战。我们今天在地上呢，我们作为一个基督徒，神要我们去啊得产业，我们要去啊传福音给这个世上的灵魂。
So it's in the same way how as Christians, we as Christians today, that we also constantly had to fight battle when we share the gospel with souls that were lost.
所以这是一场属灵的征战。那神已经赐给我们得胜了，只要在基督里面呢，我们是可以得胜的。
So this is also a spiritual battle. And so by relying upon Christ, we will have victory already.
好，然后呢，就进入到士师的这个时代了。
And then now we enter into the
judge.
Sorry. We now enter into the book of Judges.
大概有四百年左右的时间是属于这个所谓的士师的时代。
And so this time period lasted about 400 years.
那士师大概有圣经记载的士师记有12个士师左右。
So the Bible recorded about there were a total of 12 judges.
Yeah.但是呢，只有六个循环，就是士师呢有六个是在治理百姓，因为百姓他们在这个外邦的辖制就呼喊，所以神就兴起士师来拯救他们。这样子大概有六个士师是全国性的。
And so, but there were only 6 of those judges that were ruling over the entire nation of Israel.
然后有六个。是在地方的同时存在的还有六个其他的士师。
So there were 6 other judges that were more localized in among the other places.
好，那我们都知道士师 的工作是什么呢？一个是审判百姓，一个是带领百姓征战的，因为在迦南地有征战，所以他们是要对付周围的外邦的侵扰他们，压制他们的时候呢，辖制他们的时候，他们是士师带领他们来征战的。
So as we know that the responsibility of the judges was not only to judge over the people, but also when time of battle, they led the people to fight against their enemies.
So 我们都知道神借着以色列呢，让我们看见神是以色列的王啊。这段时间呢，我们一定要记得清楚，神是以色列的王。
So during that time, we need to remember clearly that God is the King of Israel.
神设立不同的人物，有祭司，有先知，有君王。在百姓当中代表神来治理他们。
So he established these different positions, these priests, prophets, and judges in order to lead to represent God in leading the people.
那我们今天在教会也是一样，教会神设立不同的恩赐的人来在教会神的家来服侍他。
So today is the same in our church. God gave different gifts to different people to serve in the house of God.
那我们每一个恩赐呢，每一个人都有他不同的恩赐啊。我们也不用看为什么我没有那个人的恩赐，我们就自己的恩赐拿出来用啊。这个就是神要我们去 得未得之地，就是地上你脚掌所踩的地呢，神就赐给我们，是我们个人要去做这个工作。
And so we do not need to envy other people and think, oh, how come that person has that particular gift and I don't? God gave all of us each individual gifts to be used for his purpose, so that when we step into this world, every step that we take, he use our gifts to spread the gospel.
好，那我们就看到下一个，哎，这下一个，哦，对，下一个，好。好，那这个时间呢，就是过了大概400年，在迦南地士师的时代。那我们今天就没有时间讲，下一次我们再讲士师的时代。好，那以色列呢，经过士师大概400年，他们呢慢慢的生活好了，就开始拜偶像，离弃神了。
And so after the 400 some years of periods of judges, life began better. Life had improved, and so now the Israelites start worshiping idols.
所以以色列在那个时候，神要他们把周围的迦南七族呢都给杀光，是不是有这个啊？神说把灭绝净尽，记不记得迦南七族
？And so at that time, the Israelites destroyed the seven tribes in the land of Canaan because God commanded them to destroy all the people in that land.
那我们今天不太能够明白，但是你要用属灵的眼光看的话，神要把迦南地的七族灭绝净尽是为什么呢
？So we from today's perspective, we might not quite understand why God commanded the people to do this.
记不记得神说你们不可以跟他们的儿女怎么样同婚，因为他后来没有把他们赶尽杀绝，还留在那里。神就是说呢，你们的儿女如果跟他们通婚以后，就去拜他们的偶像。
But the reason is for why that is because God don't want them to mix, right? That's why, because the people didn't obey God, and so they left some of these tribes alive, and so God commanded them, you cannot allow your children to marry these Gentiles, because then they will start worshiping their idols.
那果然，因为他们没有把迦南的七族呢灭绝净尽，后来以色列呢在列王的时期就看见的，每一个王朝的时代呢都是出现了拜偶像的情况。
And but because the people didn't listen, and then when they come go, when they went into the time of the kings, you could see that for every dynasty, you saw that there were people worshiping idols.
所以呢，他们就是这个啊，又拜耶和华神，又拜偶像，这个还算好的。有些根本就是把耶和华神的离弃了，就是去拜偶像。
And then so it became that the people.The better cases were where they both worship God as well as idols, and then some people even worship exclusively idols and not God.
那我们今天呢？其实我们今天是没有外面的偶像，但我们今天的偶像在哪里呢？这个世界对我们的吸引还是很大的。这个偶像是在心里面的。也就今天我们一样的面临一样的问题，虽然我们没有外面的偶像，像当时迦南地的，但今天我们的偶像更厉害，因为是看不见的。
And so today for us, even though we don't have any of these external idols to worship, but it's actually the world. That's actually more, there's more temptation there because that's an internal, that's an internal idol.
我们可能认为说，哎，我们就是啊，循规蹈矩的，我们就来做礼拜。但如果我们的心呢，是在这个世界，其实就是跟以色列当时拜偶像是一样的。因为虽然我们的来这边做礼拜，每个礼拜天来。但是我们其他的时间是在追求这个世界，就是跟以色列当时是一样的，又拜马门，又拜神，又拜马门。耶稣说的是一模一样的这个偶像存在。
So how this manifests itself is, for example, we may come to the church every Sunday like clockwork, right? But inside we're actually not here. We are our heart we're thinking about something else, that's worldly.
所以当以色列看到周围的国家他们都很兴旺，因为他们属灵光景越来越差的时候呢？神就把他们交给外邦，所以外邦就辖制他们。四世纪里面总共有六个循环，有六个不同的这个啊周围的民族呢来压制他们、辖制他们，把他们的粮食抢走了。这样有六个，所以到最后他们说什么？哎呀，我们的问题在哪里呢？
And then so during the time of judges, the people were looking towards other nations and envy them. And so that's when the nation of Israel, they have started to fall, and fall. And then God allowed these neighboring states to discipline the people on God's behalf.
他们就说，哎呀，我们没有那个王，我们如果有他们一样的王的话，我们也会强盛的，你看周围的国家都有王，只有我们没有王啊。
And yet they still didn't realize the error in their ways. They looked around and said, oh, these other nations were so strong, it's because they have king, and we don't have a king.
好，所以呢，在撒母耳记上的第八章第四节，我们就念一下这一段。
And that's why in 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 4, let's read.
好，以色列的长老都聚集来到拉玛见撒母耳，对他说，你年纪老迈了，你儿子不行你的道。现在求你为我们立一个王，治理我们，像列国一样。撒母耳不喜悦他们说立一个王治理我们，他就祷告耶和华。耶和华对撒母耳说：百姓向你说的一切话，你只管依从，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王。
So 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 4, starting with verse 4 to 7, says.Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. And they said to him, Behold, you have grown old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king for us to judge us like all the nations. But the thing was displeasing in the sight of Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed to the Lord. The Lord said to Samuel, Listen to the voice of the people in regards to all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you,But they have rejected me from being king over them.
好，你看神说的话，神对耶和华对撒母耳说。
So the Lord said to Samuel.
因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要做他们的王。
For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them.
好，以色列百姓在迦南地啊，日子就生活过得好了，然后呢，慢慢的就怎么样的，就厌弃神做王。
And so as the life become easier and life improves for the Israelites, they started to reject God ruling over them.
他们就是拜偶像了。
And so they started to worship idols.
然后他们没有发现这是个问题，他们就怪说，哎呀，我们信靠这个神能力不够大。你看嘛，我们请神是我们的王，可是我们输了，我们竟然在外邦的辖制之下，对这个神的做王权就开始怎么样？开始打问号了，因为没有看到。根源在哪里？不是神的问题，是我们人的问题。
And then yet they did not realize that was their downfall. But instead, they looked around and saw that other nations were ruling, were stronger than they, them, and stealing their foods and crop and stuff. And so they're saying, "Oh, we are so weak. It's because we don't have a king." So
他们的问题不是神是王，这个能力不够，是他们自己得罪了神，背离了神。所以神的保护就离开了，神就不再保护他们了，这是神的管教界领导，所以他们就看到，哎呀，周围的国家这些王，他们有王，你看这个王多威风啊，带领百姓征战，那我们应该跟他一样啊，就是找错问题的源头了。
So their failure in understanding the situation is that they mistakenly thought thatthe other nations were rose out against them is because they have a God who's weak, and that's why the other people were taking advantage of them. But they mistakenly thought that, oh, we need a king just like all the other nations to be strong.
So we also 自己问问看，就是神在我身上做王是真实的吗？也就神要在我们身上做王，我们都会讲，但其实是不容易的。从以色列历史可以看到，这是一个。很大代价，要付出很大代价的，是不容易的，因为要把我们自己的啊，好。
So to us, it's easy for us all to say, oh, the Jesus, Lord is the king of our lives. It's easy to say that, but we must ask ourselves, is he really, truly the king of our lives? Because that's not an easy path to go, to follow.
因为我们的眼目常常会飘看，看到这个世界，看到周围的，我们就把眼目从神的身上。就离开了，然后我们这个人就会容易迷失了。这时候呢，我们就做出错误的抉择，我们就把神给丢弃了。
Because oftentimes our eyes will be tempted by things of this world and move shift our gaze away from God and to the things of this world. And as soon as that happens, now we're starting to be misled by this world and start to veer off and wander off.
所以撒母耳就警告他们，他说：“耶和华神说啊，就警告你们。”他如果你们要立一个王，可以的，但是以后你的儿女呢，要在王的面前是什么呀？ 做他的军兵，为他赶赶车赶马，然后。
And Lord told Samuel to say this to the people. So if you want to, a king to judge over you, that's fine. But then also that means your children, your descendants, will be soldiers for this king, to serve this king.
那你的儿女要为他种植，把最好的葡萄园呢，就都给了他。然后呢，他要征收你们的十分之一的税啊，等等之类的。神就讲了，他说我们还是要立一个王。他们不听神的劝告，还是要立一个王。
And then also, you know, you plant grapevines and give the best to this king. And then also, the king will tax you 10%. And so basically, the Lord gave a lot of these different rules and requirements to the people if they were to have king. But yet, even then, even with all these things, the people still say, "Yes, we want a king."
所以当他们已经执意要立一个王了，神的警告话呢都进不去了。就像我们今天一样，我们要执意做一件事情，我们的父母朋友讲话什么我们都听不下去一样。他们就是坚决要立一个王，虽然神跟他警告了，之后一个一个都发生了，但他们就是要立一个王。
So, despite God's warning to the people, because they were so set on having a king, they did not heed any of his warnings because they want to have a king.
好，所以君王到先知的时期呢，就是出现一个问题。人要自己做王呢，还是要让神做王？人要选择了，人这时候就要选择了。在之前呢，没有选择的，神就是你的王，你不听我就管教。现在呢，你有选择了，所以人做王还是神做王，就看出王的好坏就出来了。
And so now it becomes a dilemma for people to decide whether you want to allow God to remain as your king or you want other people to be your king.
所以你看，扫罗、大卫、所罗门，这是我们选的第一个啊，就是第一个循环。这里呢，扫罗是自己要做王的，他根本就是心中没有神的。
And so now comes to the first of these disciples of kings. The first round was Saul, David, and Solomon. So for Saul, he is the king. He wants his own self is to be the king.
那像大卫、所罗门呢，他们就让神做王。他们的生命里面，他知道啊，所罗门就说什么：“我不会管理这个百姓，因为百姓是你的，所以求神赐给他。”他们的心里面就知道这个百姓是神的，所以是神才是真正的那个王。
But David and Solomon all chose God to be their king, and David once said that I will not rule over these people because these are your people.
然后再来有罗伯安、亚比亚、亚撒、约沙法，这是另外一个循环。所以这样总共下来有七个循环。
And so the next round were Rehoboam, Abijah, Asa, and Jehoshaphat. And so these were the second round of kings. And so these kind of continue on for seven times.
所以看到他们是好王或坏王呢，就是主要一个原则是什么？他们要自己做王呢，还是要让神做王？这是。根本的关键就在这些地方，所以我们以后我们有空抽出这些王好坏来比较看看。
And then whether they turn out to be good kings or bad kings, all depend on whether they chose themselves to be the king or they chose God to be the king.
然后再来呢，我要给你们看一下这个图。
Lastly, I want to share this graph with you.
Yeah, 这个图呢就是。这个图呢就是我去找了一个旧约的历史跟中国的这个朝代的一个历史让大家看看。
So this particular graph kind of lines up the Old Testament history with Chinese history.
好像我要让你们知道一点历史的话，我觉得因为我们很多人对历史没有概念，所以我想要把圣经的这些历史，以色列这个怎么样成为以色列的，然后旧约的这个整个历史呢，我稍微要今天借着这个图表稍微跟你们讲一下。
So because a lot of you don't have a lot of concept about the history of the Israelites, so I would like to use this particular graph to illustrate the Israel history.
好，那亚当被造呢，是现在用现在来算，大概6000年前，就是主前4000年左右。
So when Adam was created, that was about 4,000 years before Christ. And so from now, counting from now backwards, it's about 6,000 years ago.
你看那边有一个十字架，有没有？看那个十字架，那个叫耶稣诞生的，假设是零的，那不一定是零点，就假设那个时候大概是 灵。So, 那之前就是所谓公元前，之后就是啊主后的啊灵。
So from the lower bar, you can see further on the right, there's a cross. That's when our Lord was born. So we could roughly call that zero, timeline zero. So before his birth, that was like before Christ. And then after that is the common era now.
So we're today is 2024, 就是这个耶稣的时代之后往后往右边2024. 所以我们今天距离亚当的被造大概将近6000年。
And so we right now is 2024, so we're on the right side of the graph. So from us here, going back to the time of Adam, that was about 6,000 years ago.
好，所以创世纪圣经的第一本是创世纪呢，讲了哪些事情呢
？So the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, which event did it record?
大概是从主前4000年一直到约瑟大概那个时间是。主前1800年，也就是大概创世纪的这个记载大概是2200年的历史。
And so from that time, from time of Adam when he was created until the time of Joseph, so it's about 2,200 some years of history.
好，所以我们来看的话，就是创世纪呢，主要是你要记得，你要怎么记得创世纪呢？教你们一个秘诀，就是创世纪记载四个。事件，人类的四个事件发生的，全人类啊的四个事件。
So here's a little tip on how to remember the book of Genesis. It recorded four major events in human history.
所以第一个就是亚当夏娃被造，人类被造啊，在伊甸园里面，这是第一个事件，就是。
So the first event was at the creation of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. That's when mankind began.
就图的最左边的这个地方，然后再来呢，就是人就犯罪堕落，被赶出伊甸园，这是第二个。
The second major event was the fall of Adam and Eve, and they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
然后圣经就记载在创世纪第六章说呢，耶和华神看见人类的罪恶极大，人心里面所思的都是罪恶的事情，耶和华神就后悔造神，就要用洪水把人毁灭掉。
And then chapter 6,it records that God saw that man was full of evil thoughts, and he regretted creating man. So he had a flood came down to destroy man.
所以第三个就是洪水，洪水在全地呢，把全地都遮，这是在大概是主前公元前2500年的时候。
And so the great flood which destroyed the world occurred about 2,500 years before Christ.
那是在挪亚500岁的时候。
And that was when Noah was 500 years old.
所以从亚当被造一直到挪亚降生大概1000年，因为挪亚大概是在主前3000年出生的，经过500年，这2500年左右呢，洪水淋到了他500岁。
And so...So Noah was born about 3,000 years before Christ, and so he was born like about 1,000 years after Adam was created.
那洪水之后呢，就剩下挪亚一家八口，然后就开始又人类又开始生养众多，然后要神说你们要遍满地面。
And so after the flood had receded, only the family of Noah was left. There were eight of them, and then so they repopulated the earth.
然后呢，他们又做一件事情，什么？造一个巴别塔，记不记得？巴别塔是第四个事件，就巴别塔。
And then when things got better, people start gathering together and start to build the Tower of Babel.
啊，经过洪水之后几百年，他们人又多了。然后他们说：“哎呀，我们如果分散到全地的话。”那这样不好，我们要集中在这个地方，我们不要分散。神说分散，我们就不要分散。
And so after the flood, the population started to grow again, and then people started saying, "Hey, it's not good for us to spread out so thin. Why don't we gather together? Even though God told us to spread out, let's not do that. Let's all gather in one place."
所以他们做这件事情是同心合意的造一件巴别塔，造好。他说我们要塔顶通天，我们要通到天上去。
And so they were with one mind. They said that let's all pull our resources together and build this tower so that it reaches the heaven.
那神就不喜悦了，人的自大，人的自高自大，人背逆神的话，人公然的说我们要在这里，我们不要分散。
And but that was not pleasing to God. So God did not like this, so he wanted them to be scattered.
所以巴别就是意思的变乱，神就把他们的口音呢，他们每个人的口音呢就变乱了，所以才今天不同的语言就出来了。所以这个巴别就是 Babel 就是变乱的意思，就是混乱的意思。
And so God scattered them, and not only that, but also made them speak different languages. So Babel means is to scatter, to change, right? So he purposely made their language so that they don't speak the same language.
好，那另外从巴别之后呢，神就拣选四个人，就亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟这四个人，这四个事件。四个人，就是整个创世纪，大概就这样了解，就这样。
And then after the Tower of Babel, God chose four people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. So you got these four events and four people, in the book of Genesis.
所以神就开始在这个挪亚的后代一个叫闪，所以神在他的三个儿子里面，闪、含、亚佛呢，神拣选的闪。
And so God selected the descendant of Noah called
Sam.
Yeah.
然后从闪的后代呢，就拣选了一个叫亚伯拉罕。从亚伯拉罕的后代呢，拣选以撒等等，雅各，然后约瑟。
And then from Sam's descendant, he chose Abraham, and Abraham's descendant Isaac, and then and so on. He selected these four different individuals.
好，所以创世纪从第一章到第十一章呢，就讲到前面的四个 event， 四个事情，然后。从十二章开始讲亚伯拉罕，好，你把圣经创世纪分成四个等分，像西瓜一样拿起来，把切成四个等分。
And so for the first chapter to the chapter 11, it covered the first four major events, and then starting from chapter 12, we start to talk about Abraham.
那从十二章到二十三章讲亚伯拉罕的事情，所以这个就是有四分之一啊，四分之一是前面四个，四分之一是亚伯拉罕。
And then from chapter 12 to 23, it talks about Abraham.
那从二十四章呢，一直到三十六章讲谁呢？讲以撒跟雅各，但大部分是雅各，以撒只有一点点。
And then from 24 to chapter 36, talk about Isaac and Jacob.
所以这是另外一个四分之一。那从三十七章开始呢，就讲到约瑟，一直到五十章啊。所以这个你就看到，圣经就是你把创世纪呢分成四个等分。四个事件，然后亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟，大概就是这样子。
And then from chapter 37 all the way to the end, talk about Joseph. So that's how you could divide up the book of Genesis.
好，我想我们今天就稍微讲到这里。下一次六月份还有最后一次，我们最后一个礼拜我们再讲剩下的。然后在之后呢，我们就会讲到列王跟先知。所以这整个系列的，如果我讲的话，我大概今年会花这个时间让大家。对以色列的历史有点了解，那这个如果你要看对等中国的时代的话，你看到就是中国是在2600年主前2600年，所谓的炎帝黄帝，中国是两个皇帝的炎黄子孙嘛，他们就开始住在中国这个地方了。中国现在这中原的这个土地啊，所以你可以看到。
And so I'll share the rest in my next message in later June. And then if time allows, I'd also like to share about kings and prophets. But let's now turn to kind of look at how the history of the Chinese history lines up, kind of where it lines up with the Israelite histories.
我想我们下一次再把这个图再稍微解释，今天时间就到这里，我就不再讲了。
But yeah, so I'll go into more detail next time. But I'd just like to leave this graph here for you to look at.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你不但救赎我们，你要更是要做我们生命的主，你是我们的王。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. Not only did you save us, but you also want to be the Lord of our lives and also our King.
因为主，你降生的时候，你就说你来是要做王的。
When you came into this world, you said you came to become to be King.
主，但是你的国不属于这个地上，你的国不是属地的，乃是属天的。
Yet your kingdom is not on this earth, but rather it's a heavenly kingdom.
你说你若是在地上，你要掌权，你可以叫你的父派十二营的军兵，可以把地上的军队都打败。但是主啊，你没有，因为你说你的国是不属于这个世界。
Because you said that if you were to become king and rule over this earth, your father will simply send legions of angels to battle with the soldiers of this world. But yet you did not come to be king on this earthly kingdom, but rather heavenly.
主，我们感谢你，你也要我们在一起啊，与你做属灵的征战。在这个最末后的时代，我们让人领人归入你的国度，啊，成为神的家的子民。
And Lord, we want to thank you for allowing us to be part in your spiritual battle in leading people into your house.
并且你要我们做你的门徒，一生来跟随你。
And you want us to be your disciples to follow you for the rest of our lives.
主，我们承认我们不行，但是你的恩典够用。
And we admit that we can't do anything ourselves, but rather your grace is enough for us.
我们相信主，你要带领我们啊，直到见你面为止。
And we believe that Lord, you will guide us and lead us until we see you face to face.
啊，保守我们，祝福你的教会，让我们过一个得胜的生活。
Please bless us and bless your church so that we can live it before you.
啊，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.